Chẳng hạn khi lộ phá hốc điện. Luke chapter 3. Lộ phá hốc điện sẽ xa chiều.
We'll read from verse 15 through verse 18.
Nam mê thác tê thác gô cao tê thác phê sân.
The gospel according to Luke chapter 3.
Lộ phá hốc điện sẽ xa chiều.
Verse
15.
But as the people were in expectation, and all were reasoning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ. John answered all, saying, I indeed baptize you with water, but the mightier than I is coming, the thong of whose sandals I am not fit to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
约翰说我是用水跟您试水，但有一位灵约定我较大要来，我就是解解话题也不配，伊要用圣灵及火和您试水。
Whose winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his threshing floor, and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire
unextinguishable.
Exhorting then many other things also, he pronounced his glad tidings to the people. May we look to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we do praise and thank Thee that through Thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus, we have ready access to Thyself. We know that Thou hast called us into Thy presence. And by the blood of Thy beloved Son, we do come. We ask that Thou will reveal Thyself again to us tonight. Reveal Thy mind through Thy word to us. That we may really be drawn into one heart with Thyself. That Thou mayest get all that Thou dost desire in us. So we commit ourselves and this time back into Thy hand. And trust Thy Holy Spirit to do the work. We give Thee all the praise and glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We are using John the Baptist as our background. And we want to ask three questions. The first question is, you, who are you? And we are asking this not in an individual way. But we are asking it more in a corporate way. Who are you? You who gather together tonight? Do you know who you are? We find John the Baptist knew exactly who he was not. And he also knew very clearly who he was. And I do hope that by the grace of God, we who are here tonight, we know who we are not. And we know who we really are. You know, sometimes we do not know who we are. And we always think what we are not, really.
啊，咱常常想讲咱所唔是嘅是啥物
？But in the light of God，
啊，但是伫神嘅光中
，we want to see who we really are。
啊，咱爱在看起讲咱实在是啥物人
？We are one people。
啊，咱是一个百姓。
We are one body。
啊，咱是一个身体。
We are one church。
啊，咱是一个教会。
We are one family of God。
啊，咱是神一个家。
That's what we really are.
啊，这就是咱实在是什么人。
Now we will not go back to last night.
啊，咱无去再反倒去讲昨暗的。
But we will ask the second question.
啊，咱要问第二个问题。
So tonight we will be on the second question.
啊，所以暗暝呢，咱要提第二个问题来。
This is the question that the Pharisees and the scribes asked John the Baptist.
啊，这是文书跟法利赛人问提出诶约翰的话。
You know John the Baptist.He was not only preaching, but he was baptizing the people. So these emissaries, after they asked him who you were, and he said, I'm not Christ. I'm not Elijah. I'm not the prophet that Moses said.
啊，我也不是摩西所讲的那个啊，上帝。
So they ask him now who you are.
啊，所以现在就问讲你是什么人
？He said, "I'm just a voice in the wilderness."
还讲我不过是旷野里面一个声音。
To prepare the way of the Lord.
啊，为着主预备道路。
Then they ask the second question.
啊，应该再问第二个问题。
If you are not Christ.
啊，你那不是基督。
And you are not Elijah.
啊，你也不是伊利亚。
And you are not that prophet.
啊，你啊不是那个上帝。
Then why do you baptize people？
啊，你为什么你讲人是说
？By what authority you are doing these things？
啊，你是用什么官兵来做这些代志
？So the second question is why？
啊，所以第二个问题是为什么
？Why do you baptize people？
啊，你为什么讲人是说
？So far as I understand，
啊，教导我所会通领会。
The Jewish people as a nation, they do not practice baptism.
啊，犹太人因这个国家因这人呢，啊是无做这个习俗的代志。
Of course, according to type.
啊，那讲照着仪表来讲。
When God led the people of Israel out of Egypt,
啊，当神将以色列人带出埃及。
They passed through the Red Sea.
啊，因经过红海。
And if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
啊，如果你读过《林多前书》第十章，
you find the interpretation of the Holy Spirit is this.
啊，你会发现讲圣经的解释是安尼。
That the children of Israel, when they passed through the sea,
啊，当啊犹太人啊以色列在百姓经过红海时，
they were under the cloud and in the sea.Baptized unto Moses.
啊，因是伫海中分中间嘅受洗归的摩西。
So this was a baptized nation.
啊，所以因是一个受洗嘅国家。
Formerly they belonged to Pharaoh.
啊，以前因是属于法老。
Now they passed through the Red Sea.
现在因经过红海。
So they were baptized unto Moses.
啊，所以因受洗啊归的摩西。
They now belong to Moses.
因现在属于摩西。
And they were under the leadership of Moses.
啊，因是伫摩西带领下边。
They were the chosen people of God.
啊，因是神拣选的百姓。
And they considered themselves as a clean people.
啊，因中家今日当作是一个清洁的百姓。
So they did not need to be baptized again.
啊，所以无需要搁再受洗。
You remember in the Old Testament?
啊，你记得讲是旧约的里边。
Before the priests were anointed.
啊，当这些呢未受膏有祷告的时
，they had to be, they had to take a bath.
啊，因就先洗身
，so that they will be clean before God。
啊，所以好因自身的面前是就清洁。
And then they will be anointed and consecrated as priests。
啊，然后因受膏有祷告啊，奉献做祭司。
To serve God。
啊，那是服侍神。
This was in Leviticus chapter 8。
啊，这是利未记第八章。
In order to serve God, you have to be clean.
你若要服侍神，你必须在先要清洁。
To be anointed by oil, you have to be washed first.
你若要受膏，你来祷告，你就在先
洗洗。And then you can go into the tabernacle to serve God.
然后你从圣殿会幕来服侍神。
Because God is a holy God.
因为神是圣洁的神。
And he who draws near to God needs to be holy.
要去亲近神的人必须要圣洁。
Then again, you find in Leviticus chapter 14.
你不再发现讲在利未记第十四章。
The law concerning the cleansing of the leper.
关于高血的太高的人受洁净的律法。
After a leper is clean.
正这个太高的人清洁了。
He has to present himself to the priest.
伊就将家己呢去给祭司查看。
And offer some sacrifices.
然后就过淡薄的奉献。
Then he has to wash himself.
然后伊就洗身。
Before he could enter into the camp.
然后呢，伊再趟入去到营的内面。
So a leper needs to be cleansed, washed with water.
所以这个太过的人必须加着水给洗清洁。
And another occasion you find in Numbers chapter 19. God prepared a red heifer. And this red heifer was to be completely burned. The priest who burned the red heifer will see the word and hyssop
牛舌头，
像香柏木，
咁用香柏木
，and scarlet，
咁呢个
朱红色，
朱咁朱红
色 ，yeah， that priest after he burned the heifer， he has to wash himself，
等这些事当家古烧掉的时候，伊就家己去洗身躯
，before he could enter into the camp，
然后伊再穿条去营内来
，because the ashes of the red heifer。
因为那个红姑姑的
那个 It was to be used for the purifying of God's people.
是要用来呢做洁净神的子民来用的。
If an Israelite was defiled by touching the dead,
当时以色列人因着碰着死尸肮脏的时
he had to purify himself with this ashes and living water.
意思说呢，加着这个血和活水呢，来得到水清洁。
He had to be sprinkled with living water with that ash on the third day and on the seventh day.
第三日和第七日呢，一定是用活水加着血来洗涤伊的身体。
And then he has to wash himself.
伊也就加起水身。
Before he could enter into the camp.
然后伊再趟入去营来。
Because the camp was holy.
因为营是圣洁的。
So nothing defiled could enter into the camp.
所以无脏的物件会随得入去营来。
Now these were the few occasions you find washing of the whole body.
所以伫几款情形下边呢，你看起讲人规身呢就洗者。
Now, aside from that, probably you can still find the two more occasions. You remember in 2 Samuel chapter 12. David sinned against God. He took over others' wife, Bathsheba. And God was not pleased with this. So God smote the baby born. And you remember how David lay on the floor and fasted, hoping that God will save the child.
望讲神会能保存这个囡啊。
But it didn't happen.
但是真系无发生。
But after David knew that the child was dead.
当大卫听讲这个囡啊死去了。
You remember what he did?
你听，你记得讲以色列做。
He rose up.
伊爬起来。
He washed himself.
伊洗身。
Anointed himself.
然后抹膏油。
And he went to the tabernacle to worship God.
然后进入会幕去敬拜神。
And also you remember he wrote Psalm 51. In Psalm 51 verse 7 he said, Purge me with hyssop that I may be clean.
I go in good shape, so then go on searching the whole body to get you.
Wash me with water.
I am sweet, go on sweet.
And then another occasion.
How good to find.
In 2 Kings chapter 5,
you
remember that great general Naaman? He was a leper. So Elisha told him, go to the river Jordan and bathe yourself 7 times. And then you will be, your flesh will be as babes. So finally he washed himself 7 times in the river Jordan, and he was completely healed. Now, so far as I know, these are the few occasions you find in the Old Testament. That baptism or washing of the whole body was done.
受水，这样代志底下有当做出来。
But other than that, you find the Jewish people, they did not practice baptism. Because they felt that they had no need for it. They were a chosen people. They were clean before God. So they didn't need baptism. But according to Jewish tradition, if you are a Gentile, you know Gentiles are unclean in their sight. Now, if you want to be a full proselyte, and then you have to be baptized. So they did not baptize themselves, but they baptized the Gentiles. Because they considered the Gentiles as unclean. So to become converted to Judaism, you have to be baptized. That's all they did. But here you find John the Baptist. Suddenly a man came. Out of nowhere. Because John, you remember, he lived in the wilderness. He lived a very isolated life. But suddenly a voice out of the wilderness. And he said, repent. For the kingdom of the heavens has drawn
nigh.
And he not only preached repentance, but he baptized people with water. Because the baptism of John is the baptism of repentance. No wonder the ecclesiastical authority
were
challenging
him
and said, now who are you?
就问说,
how dare you baptize people? You know, in a sense,
一方面,
they realized that if the Messiah should come, or if Elijah should come,
就说那以利亚那来,
or if the prophet should come,
就说那个先帝那来,
then probably they will demand baptism. You know, somehow instinctively, they knew that they were not clean as they thought. But it was very hard for them to recognize that they were unclean. That they need to repent. And that's the reason why the Pharisees refused to accept John's baptism. Because they consider themselves as clean. So suddenly you find John the Baptist baptize people in water. This was a most unusual practice. Not only his message was unusual. Because to them, they felt that his message should be directed to the Gentiles. The Gentiles needed to repent. Well, they needed only a little improvement, that's all. They had no need to turn 180 degrees. Because they were God's chosen people. And you'll find not only he preached and most unusual message. But he also practiced a most unusual, unknown practice. So no wonder the authority, religious authority, want to ask now, why do you do these things? By what authority are you doing this? You are not Christ. You are not Elijah. You are not a prophet. You have no right to baptize people. But here you find John's answer. His answer was very clear cut. He said, I baptize you with water. You need to repent. You are unclean. But I only baptize you with water. It is a ceremonial washing. But there is one standing in your midst. He is mightier than I. And I am not even fit to untie the thong of his sandal. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Because he has in his hand a winnowing fan. And he will gather the wheat into the garner. But he will throw the chaff into the fire, unquenchable. In other words, John's baptism was just preparatory. The baptism that Christ will baptize people is the ultimate. He will baptize people either with the Holy Spirit or with fire. Those who believe in him, he will baptize them with the Holy Spirit. So in one spirit, these who believe in him become one body. But those who do not believe in him, one day he will baptize them with fire. And that is the fire unquenchable. So, brothers and sisters, you find this is the answer of John the Baptist. How clear is his answer? He told them why he baptized people. As preparing the way of the Lord. For the Lord to come to baptize those who believe in him with the Holy Spirit. And those who do not believe in him will eventually be baptized with fire. Now this is the background. Now we want to apply it to ourselves. Why do you do these things? We as God's people, We gather together.
อันนั้นสักจูจิบ
The Bible said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
聖經講到兩三個人奉我的名聚集，我就在你們中間。
As God's people, we are not isolated.
咱遵循的百姓呢，咱這不是單獨的。
You cannot be an individual believer.
你不能做一個個人信主的人。
An independent believer.
做一個呢獨立的信主的人。
Because the life we receive is one life.
因為咱所受的這個生命是一個生命。
We share the one life.Of Christ.
咱是分享基督一个生命。
And we were baptized in the Holy Spirit into one body.
咱在圣灵里面受洗归入一个身体。
Therefore, we have to gather together.
所以咱需要三合来组织。
Out of every tribe, every tongue, every nation, every people.
对大家大家民族、大家人的里面，咱对遐人出来。
God has called us out.
神将咱呼召出来
，and gather us together unto Himself。
将咱组织呢，拢在人归乎伊。
That's what we are。
这就是咱是什么人
？That is the meaning of the church。
这就是教会的意义。
Out of every nation。
伫各国的里边。
Every people。
各个民族的里边。
Every tribe。
各个种族的民族的里边。
Every tongue。
各个言语的里边。
God has called us out。
先将咱呼召出来。
Now remember, we are out.
记得讲咱是出来。
But we are out that we may be in.
咱出来呢，就是要让咱能进入。
So we are called out together, together unto Christ.
所以咱受呼召出来呢，咱三合呢来归乎基督。
So the Bible says.
所以圣经讲。
Where two or three.
有两三个人
or gathered together unto my name,
奉我的名来组织
unto the name of the Lord Jesus,
是奉主的名
there am I in the midst of them,
我就在他们中间
that is what we are,
这就是咱是什么人
so as believers, we gather together,
所以我们是信主的人咱三合组织
we gather together to worship God,
咱三合组织来敬拜神
We gather together to sing praises unto Him.
咱三合组织呢，咱唱赞美的诗归乎伊。
We gather together to exhort one another.
咱三合组织呢，彼此来宽谅。
To help one another.
彼此来帮助。
And we gather together to demonstrate the excellencies of the one who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
咱三合组织直接所在呢，彰显这个将咱对黑暗关系跳出来，归入这个荧光奇妙光。
We receive the water baptism. After we believe in the Lord Jesus, we are baptized in water.
等咱信主以后呢，咱就接着水来受洗。
And we break bread to remember the Lord together.
咱三合呢，必定来纪念主。
In Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传第二章第四十二章。
You remember on the day of Pentecost?
你记得讲圣父神迹迄天。
The Holy Spirit came down from heaven.
圣灵从天顶降落。
And the 120 believers in that upper room.
迄是120个门徒伫上房诶内面。
They were baptized in one spirit.Into one body.
As our
brother already
mentioned,
Pentecost is a tremendous experience.
无论这是一个极大的经历。
But unfortunately, people are attracted to the sight and the sound.
但是不停的人只有好那个看见物件、听见物件所吸引。
When you mention Pentecost.
当你讲到无神主
，They remember the sound.
因记得那个声音。
The sound like a hard blowing.
真像呢大风的声音。
Someone is blowing hard.
真是真大风在吹风的声音。
So the Bible in some version said it's like a wind blowing.
所以呢，圣经有诶段翻译本是讲真像大风吹
过。But actually, it is the breathing of God.
实在讲呢，是神的呼吸。
It is the sound.
还是声
and the sight,
because
tongues like fire
coming upon the head of the 120. That's what people remember about Pentecost. But you remember the sound in the side or secondary. And they are transient. Temporary. And they change. But the essential primary meaning of Pentecost. What Pentecost has really done is in one spirit, the 120 were baptized into one body. Before that, they were 120 individual believers. And they were the best of all the believers at that time. Because you remember, at one time after the Lord resurrected from the dead, he appeared to 500 brethren. But only 120 returned to Jerusalem and waited for 10 days. So they were the best, the elite of the believers. And yet they were 120 individual believers. But on the day of Pentecost, something happened. These 120 individual believers, in one spirit they were baptized into one body. They are now 120 members of the body of Christ. They are now organically united into one. Not externally together. But inwardly they are one. They become members one to another. Inseparable. And eternal. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of Pentecost. And on that very same day, 3,000 believe in the Lord. And they too were baptized into one body. So suddenly you find on that day from 120 members become 3,120 members. And God add daily to them. And all who came in became members of that body. They were not just externally together. Of course they were. But they were inwardly related in life. In one spirit. In one God. And the Bible said,
圣经说,
they persevered or continued or occupied themselves constantly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread and in prayer. They continued in the teaching of the apostles. Now, what is the teaching of the apostles? The teaching of the apostles is none other but the teaching of Christ. It is not Paul has his own teaching. Peter has his own teaching. James has his own teaching. No. They do not have their teaching. They teach Jesus Christ. As they were taught by Christ. By the Holy Spirit. So the teaching of the apostle is none other but the teaching of Christ. And they continually being occupied with the teaching of Christ. One teaching. Not the teaching of man. Even the apostles themselves. But through the apostles, we have the teaching of Christ. And they persevere in the fellowship of the apostles. The apostles have fellowship with Christ. You remember in 1 John chapter 1? John said, you have fellowship with me. And our fellowship is with God and His Son Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says, you are called into the fellowship of God's Son Jesus Christ. So the fellowship of the apostle is the fellowship of God. And His Son. There is only one fellowship. Not many fellowships. It is the fellowship of the saints. It is the fellowship with God and with His Son. And they continue in that fellowship. And they break bread together. Remembering the Lord. And they pray together. Interceding together. That's what they did. Our brothers and sisters, are we doing that? Do we gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus? Well, you say we do. But people will say now, on what authority are you doing these things? Why do you not meet with the Roman Catholics? Because the Roman Catholic Church is an older one. Of course, it's not the oldest one. As a matter of fact, the Roman Catholics began in the 6th century. Before that 6th century, the church was already there. The church began on the day of Pentecost. And that church is not Roman Catholic Church. That church is the Church of the Living God. And people will say, now why do you not gather with the Protestant churches? You have the Baptist. You have the Lutheran. You have the Methodist. And you have all these. And Reformation began in the 16th century. Now, why do you not meet with them? Why do you meet separately? On what authority are you doing that? Are you not dividing God's people? You cause division among God's people. You should meet with the Protestant churches. And if you feel they are not old enough, go back to the Roman Catholics. Or if you feel the Roman Catholic is not old enough, go back to the Greek Orthodox. Now why do you meet separately? You cause division. You say the body is one. But why do you meet separately? And brothers and sisters,
and
we do baptize people.
And
they say, now on what authority are you baptizing people? You are not an ordained minister. How dare you baptize people? Now we do break bread on the Lord's Day. But you do not have a priest to officiate breaking of bread. Now, how dare you do this thing? Why do you do these things? We do preach the word of God. But they will say, now, from what seminary do you come out? What theological training you have? Are you an ordained minister? Do you have a license to preach? You know, in the old days, you have to have license to preach. If you do not have a license to preach, you'll be in prison. Brothers and sisters, you have all these questions. Why? Now, do you know how to answer these questions? I think that is very important. It is very sad. We who are meeting together, we do not know why do we gather this way. Probably we think we are just another sect, another denomination. We are here because that's where our fathers, our mothers met. Because this is the way our grandparents gather together. So we are born into this situation. We are the third generation or the fourth generation. And we just accept whatever they handed down to us. And that's why we are here. That's why we break bread. That's why we are doing these things. In other words, to us, it is a tradition. But do you know, brothers and sisters, the reason why we are gathering in this way has to be revelational than traditional. If it is not from revelation, by revelation I do not mean new revelation outside of the Bible. By revelation I mean that the Holy Spirit has spoken through His Word in a living way to our hearts. And in our heart, He reveals the Word to us. It is not something handed down by our forefathers. However accurate they may be. But it has to be something that the Holy Spirit will reveal in you. The Apostle Paul said, it pleased God to reveal His Son in me. He said, what I say is not taught by man. But it's revealed to me. Brothers and sisters, not only our individual life needs revelation. We need to know by revelation how He wants us to walk on this earth. We seek to know the mind of God concerning our life. What does He want us to do? Remember, not only our individual lives needs revelation, that we may walk according to His will. Our corporate life needs revelation, that we may live together according to the mind of God. How sad it is. We know we need to know the mind of God concerning our individual life, that we may walk pleasing to Him. But we completely ignore, neglect to know the mind of God concerning the way of the church. Thank God you find it is in the Word of God. But we need the Holy Spirit to reveal it to us, so that it will become a first hand experience. Not a second hand or a third hand handover. Oh, we need to seek the Lord. Ask Him to show us the way of the church. Why do we do all these things? What is the authority that is given to us to? Alright. Let's go on. Why do we meet this way? Number one, we believe that Christ is the head of the church. You know, Christ is not only the head of every man. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3,
哥林多前书11章第3章,
it says Christ is the head of every man.
是讲基督呢是每一个人的头,
and the man there includes the woman.
男子也包含着女的.
In other words,
我是说话说,
who is your head?
什么人是你的头?
Are you your own head?
你是你自己的头?
That is, you govern your own self. Your will decides your action. Now, who is your head? Is Christ your head? The Bible says Christ is the head of every man. So He should be your head. You know, when you believe in the Lord Jesus, you not only believe in Him and accept Him as your Savior, but you also accept Him as your Lord. Your head. You surrender your life to Him.
He
saved you. And you give your life back to Him. Accepting Him as your head. Let Him govern your life. Not my will, but your will be done. I hope, brothers and sisters, you all understand this. But the Bible also says, He is not only the head of each individual believer, He is also the head of the body.
Ephesians
chapter 1, verse 22 and verse 23. He said, God has made it head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
是讲教会基督是教会的元首，元首，伊的丰满呢，充满伫教会内边。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. He said, Christ the head.
是讲基督是迄个头。
From whom all the whole body are united together.
啊，这就因为整个的身体啊，这个所在联合起来。
And in Colossians you find,
在哥罗西里面你会发现,
holding fast the head.
就持定元首,
so Christ is the head of the church.
所以基督就是教会的头。
In other words,
换句话说,
he governs the church.
他管理这个教会。
It is his will that manages the church.
是他的旨意呢，来管理这个教会。
Not your opinion.
不是你的意见。
Nor my idea.
不是我的意见。
But it is Christ.
是基督的。
Therefore, we have to hold him fast as our head.
所以我们就持守他做我们的元首。
Aside from him, we have no other head.
除他以外，我们没别的头。
But look at Christianity today.
我们来看今天的基督徒。
You find God's people gathering together.
你会发现说神的基督徒组织,
but under whose head do they gather together?
因是在什么人的头下面组织?
Even though they all call upon the name of the Lord.
虽然因每个人求求主的名,
but some gathered under the head of Martin Luther.
但是有的人呢, 是马丁路德最头下面组织,
some gathered under the name of John Wesley.
有的人是在韦斯利的名下面组织,
and some gathered under the name of action like baptism.
有的人呢，是伫浸信这个礼干里面来参加组织。
Or some gathered under a kind of experience like a Pentecostal.
有的人呢，是用经历呢，真是灵恩会的人。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姊妹,
you remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul told the Corinthian believers, because among the Corinthian believers, some said, I am of Paul.
因为在哥林多信徒的人，有人说我是属保罗。
I am of Apollos.
我是属阿波罗。
I am of Cephas.
我属彼得。
And I'm exclusively of Christ.
我是呢，唯一的属主。
You do not belong to Christ. I belong to Christ. And Paul said, is Christ divided?
保罗说是基督是为人分开嘛。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
here we find God's people are gathered together around many names other than the name of Christ.
我们发现说今天新的理论呢，在八点名里面十个组织没有一处的名字。
And we find the head of the many groups is not Christ but man.
我们发现说是真多的，十个组织的人中间，他们的头是人，不是基督。
Even spiritual man.
就是属灵的人。
But it is not Christ.
但是不是基督。
Christ is not authority of the church.
基督不是那个教会的元首。
Man takes over the authority of the church.
人呢，将那个教会的权柄呢，给提起去。
And brothers and sisters,
兄弟姊妹,
the Lord has shown us.
主在这所在，我们来想。
He wants us to gather together unto his name. He wants us to put ourselves under his authority. And we hold fast Christ as the head of the church. In everything we learn to seek to know his mind. This is why we gather in this way.
这就是因着安尼呢，咱们在这个情形下边，咱们组织。
Now, brothers and sisters,
兄弟姊妹,
do you understand now?
你现在一定明白。
Number two.
第二。
We believe in the body of Christ.
我们相信这个基督的身体。
There is only one head.
就一个元首。
Therefore, there is only one body.
所以就一个身体。
All God's people belong to that one body.
所以有神的儿女呢，就是属于这个身体。
Christ is not divided.
基督不是分开的。
Therefore, God's people should not be divided.
所以神的儿女呢，也不应该分开。
But look at Christianity today.
但是你看今天基督教。
How God's people are divided.
看见个神的儿女是怎样接受分。
You find thousands and thousands of them.
你会发现千千的分开的。
God's people are not one.
神的儿女不是合一的。
You say I belong to this group.
你讲我是属于这挂。
And he say I belong to that group.
伊讲我是属于迄挂。
And we are not together.
咱无做一对。
Brothers and sisters.
兄弟姊妹。
This is sect.
这就是宗派。
And this is something that God is not pleased with.
这是什么东西呢？是不讨神的欢喜。
Why do we gather in this way?
为什么我们是这样来合组织？
Because we feel that God's body is one.
因为我们感觉到说，基督的身体只有一个。
We should not be divided.
我们不应该在这分开。
Therefore, we come out of division.
所以我们对分离的里面出来。
And return to the one body.
回转到一个身体里面。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姊妹。
We are not the one who create division.
咱不是那个创造分离的人。
We come out of division.
咱是对分离的里面出来。
And return to the one body.
回到那个一个身体里面。
We stand on the ground of the oneness of the body of Christ.
咱是站在这个立场，是讲基督这个身体的立场里面。
By the grace of God, we diligently keep the unity of the Spirit.
这就是新的恩典呢，咱恩群在这保守圣灵里面的合一。
We believe that all God's people are one.
咱相信讲所有新的基督是合一的。
Whether people meet with us or not.
无论人跟咱十个组织阿无。
If they are the Lord's, they are our brothers and our sisters.
因是属于主的，因就是咱的兄弟，咱的姊妹。
They belong to us and we belong to them.
因属于咱，咱也是属于因。
Nothing can separate us from our brothers and sisters.
无啥物件会将咱跟咱的兄弟分离起来。
If he is a true believer in the Roman Catholic Church.
如果伊是天主教那边一个真实信主的人。
He is our brother.
伊是咱的兄弟。
If he is a believer in the Pentecostal Church,
如果他是在灵恩会里面一个信主的人，
he is our brother.
他是我们的兄弟。
He is in the one body of Christ.
他是在基督身体的里面。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姊妹，
this is where we stand.
这就是我们所站的地位。
We stand on the unity of the body of Christ.
咱是徛在呢基督身体合一的里面。
We welcome all believers.
咱欢迎每一个信主的人。
We do not have special membership.
咱无特别呢会员。
We do not have a book with your name on it.
咱无一本册记载恁的名。
And you are a member of such and such a church.
恁是无一个教会里面的会员。
If you are a member of the body of Christ, you are a member.
如果你是基督身体里面的肢体，你就是会员。
You do not need to join because you're already in.
你不用去参加呢，因为你已经在里面。
If it is an organization, you have to join.
但是这个组织呢，你就去参加。
To be a member.
加入这个会员。
But if it is an organism, you are born into it.
但是如果是这外面家，你是生在里面。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的兄弟姊妹，
this is why we meet in this way.
这是为着为什么呢？咱是按呢来组织。
Number three,
第三。
We believe that we are a spiritual house.
咱相信讲，咱是一个属灵的灵宫。
A holy habitation of God.
是神圣洁徛起的所在。
You remember Peter says.
你记得讲彼得讲。
When we come to the Lord.
当咱来到主的面前。
We become living stone.
咱成做活石。
Being built up together into a spiritual house.
咱就建立起来成做一个属灵的所在。
You know what is the church?
你知什么是教会？
Today we say we go to church. What do you mean by going to church? You mean you're going to a building. That is built in a special way. With a steeple. That is the church. No. The church is built with living stones. Who are the living stones? We who come to the Lord, we become living stones. Because He is the living stone. So when we come to Him, we receive His life. And as living stones, we are to be built together into a spiritual house. The church is not a building. The building is where the church meets. The church are the people. The living stones. But the living stones need to be built up together. You remember our Lord Jesus says, I will build my church upon this rock. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Christ is the rock. He is the foundation. And we as living stones, He will build us together upon Himself. Into a holy habitation for God to dwell. Wonderful. But are we being built together? You are a member of a church. So what do you do as a member of the church? What are your duties? Well, number one, probably you are required to attend the church on Sunday. I know some people attend the church only twice a year. Or some just once a year. On Christmas. And some on Christmas and Easter. Probably you will say, well, as a member of a church, I have to attend the church at least, say, once a week. So when Sunday comes, you put on your Sunday best. Not only the best dress, but your best manner too. Well, after all, it's only an hour. It is only an hour. So you can afford to be good in 1 hour. Well, you will go there and you will be ushered into the church to your seat. You know, maybe you pay some money and you have your own pew. So you just sit down and you begin to be entertained. First, the pipe organ will be playing. And then the choir will be singing. And then probably the priest or the pastor will say a prayer. And there will be a soloist singing.
And then I will talk to you.
He may be a professional soloist. And finally, the pastor or the preacher preach. Not over 20 minutes. If it's over 20 minutes, you'll find all the noises on the floor. It's too much. And then the blessing.
And then I'll say hello.
And goodbye.
And then I'll say hello.
And everybody shake hands and say goodbye. See you next week.
Are
you being built up together?
You are
not.
But
it's very peaceful, you know.
You
have no quarrel with anybody.
You will
not step upon other people's feet.
Because
you don't serve the Lord together.
You
do not work together.
You
are all at an arm's
length.
And you can afford to be polite.
You
live your own life.
And
they live their own
life.
You see just once a week, that's all.
Are
you a spiritual house?
Once
a week, all the stones rolling together.
And at an hour,
they all roll back to their own faces.
Do
you think God has a dwelling place among His
people? A
holy habitation.
For
God to dwell in the Spirit.
There
is no building
together.
Brothers and sisters, you may be a member for life.
And
you are still a stranger.
Nobody
knows you and you know nobody.
Very
peaceful.
Why
do we meet this way?
Because
we believe that we need to be built up together. Yes, we do step upon one
another.
We rub against each
other. That's
the way we learn to bear the cross.
I
often say there is no heavier cross than in the church.
But the heaviest
give you the
best.
This is the instrument of transformation.
From
glory to glory.
We
believe that God's people should serve together.
Should
be related to one
another. Should
be concerned with one
another.
To bear one another's burden.
That
we may be built up together.
And then
that God may dwell in the Spirit in our midst.
That
is why we meet in this
world. Number four.
We are a holy priesthood.
A
royal priesthood. Brothers and sisters. We are a spiritual
house.
And in the spiritual house, we function as a priesthood.
Every
one of us is a priest.
Now
nobody calls you priest.
But
you are a priest. The purpose of our life is to serve. But you are not a priest independent of the other priests.
Because
we are a priesthood. Christ is the high priest.
And
we are all priests under His direction.
And
by His Spirit, we learn to function together. To offer up spiritual sacrifices pleasing to God. Brothers and sisters, we thank God that He gave each one of us at least a gift. A spiritual gift. And with that gift, we are supposed to use it for the edification, for the building up of the body of Christ. Do not look to a few people to function for everybody. The whole body must function together. Now look at your physical body. Every member of your body is living. Sharing the same life. And every member is functioning. Each has its own function. But they function together. You know, I'm talking now. I use my mouth. I use my tongue. I use my teeth too. Many years ago, I was in this country. I had my teeth pulled out. When my teeth were pulled out,
等我嘴齿给搬起来,
I still speak, I spoke.
我也可以说,
but I could not enunciate correctly.
但是我不会听, 已经发音发清楚。
Why? Because I need the teeth to help me.
为什么呢? 因为我需要嘴齿来帮助我说话。
For my tongue to fulfill its function. It needs the help of the teeth. You say, well, the teeth is for eating.
你说呢, 嘴齿是为着要来吃,
and the tongue is for speaking.
嘴齿是要说话,
and when you eat too fast, you bite your tongue.
你若吃太快呢, 你会咬到嘴齿,
so it is better if you remove the tongue.
所以较好呢, 将嘴齿拿起来,
but do you know you cannot eat very well without the tongue?
你知道说若没有吃你不会吃得好吃。
Who shifts your food from the front to the back to be crushed?
什么东西呢? 从这吃面的头前来抓去后面头里头补。
And after it's crushed, who shifts it back?
补了的时候什么人从一个手指头上
then you may cut it.
让你可以这样去切掉。
So the tongue will help the teeth.
所以你手帮助这个嘴齿。
Now, I usually eat pretty fast.
我普通地吃很快。
So I bite my tongue quite often.
所以经常去咬到嘴。
And one day my tongue said, I'm finished with you.
所以这个嘴齿说呢, 我跟你说够。
I'm going out.
我要出去。
Can that tongue do that?
嘴齿会这样做吗?
You are stuck for life.
您是死人呢,
that's the reason why love is long suffering.
所以就这样呢,
brothers and sisters,
啊,就是的,
that's what we are.
这就是咱是什么?
So we are together serving the Lord.
所以咱是对老师说,
serving the body of Christ.
来服侍基督的身体,
it's not for selfish reasons.
不是因着咱个人自私的原因,
but using the gift and grace God has given us to serve one another. We complete one another. And we serve one another under the leadership of Christ. By the direction of the Holy Spirit. That's why we meet in this
place.
Oh, I can go on and on and on.
我可以一直一直说下去。
Maybe I'll just mention one more.
刚才我再说一项。
Why do we meet in this way?
为什么我们是这样来组织?
Because we believe we are the body of Christ.
因为我们相信我们是基督的身体。
And one day this body will become the bride of the Lamb.
啊，有一日呢，这个身体呢，啊，要成最高因为神父。
So in a sense, individually speaking, we are all virgins.
啊，所以一方面来讲，就咱个人呢，咱大家人都是同路。
You know, the Bible never call an unbeliever a virgin.
啊，你知影个圣经从来唔不对一个无信主的人叫伊做同路。
But virgin refers to believers.
啊，但是同路呢，啊，就是讲到相信主的人。
And you find in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
啊，你发现讲在哥林多后书第十一节。
Paul said.
啊，保罗讲。
I'm jealous with the jealousy of God concerning you.
系讲我为着神嫉妒恁这人。
Because I have engaged you as virgins, chaste virgins.To Christ Jesus.
啊，因为我是将恁都是将恁当成女呢，恩惠予咱的基督。
And I'm afraid that the enemy will entice and cheat you.
啊，我惊讲咱的旧约是这所在引诱的。
That you may leave the simplicity, and the sincerity of Christ.
啊，予恁直接所在离开啊，基督内边这个真诚的心。
Dear brothers and sisters.
啊，弟兄们。
We are.Virgin. We have been engaged to Christ. Christ is in heaven. We are here, keeping ourselves, ready ourselves for the day that we will be joined to Him in one. We need to keep.The simplicity of Christ.
啊，咱必须呢保持呢基督徒嘅单纯。
That is, our heart is pure towards Him.
啊，就是讲咱一心就保持纯净。
But brothers and sisters,
啊，兄弟姊妹
，we realize,
啊，咱怎样
？Today Christianity becomes so complex.
啊，今咱嘅基督教呢，变得非常嘅复杂。
It has become a big organization.
啊，就是一个真大嘅组织。
And you find all kinds of things all there.
啊，你会看见讲，其中间有真侪物件。
We are afraid.
啊，咱都祈祷。
We may be enticed away from the simplicity of Christ.
啊，咱惊讲得会受引诱呢，啊，离开基督嘅纯正。
So we want to keep ourselves simple.
啊，所以爱直接坐在保持咱的纯净。
Not so complicated.
啊，唔是真正复杂。
For instance,
啊，譬如讲
，we want to break the bread in the simplest way.
啊，咱爱的最简单的方法就系变在白
饼。We do not want to go through all these rituals.
啊，咱唔爱直接坐在有真多遐礼仪嘅物件。
That our heart may be pure towards Christ.
啊，好，咱一心对主是单纯呢。
That is why we meet this way.
啊，就是因着安天连咱三合的安天来组织。
That is the way that the early Christians gather.
啊，这就是呢，原初教会基督徒些所在安天来组织。
They keep themselves pure for the Lord.
啊，因为着主呢，保守因的纯净。
They make themselves ready for His return.
啊，因着所在准备何时何处堂过来。
And dear brothers and sisters,
啊，亲听下的姊妹
，This is our longing.
啊，这就是咱所想的。
Even though our bodies are here,
啊，虽然咱的身体在这
，our hearts are already there.
啊，咱的心已经在顶面。
And our prayer is, come, Lord Jesus, come.
啊，咱的基督是讲主，愿你进来。
We are here waiting.
啊，咱在这所在的听台。
For our bridegroom.
啊，何地在这就决心了。
This is why we meet.
This is in the 安天咱撒克安天来组织。
We do not consider ourselves as better than anybody else.
啊，咱唔是将咱看做讲咱比别人较好。
As a matter of fact,
啊，事实上
，we feel that in many ways we are way behind.
啊，在真侪方面呢，咱是离人真正远。
But we have only one desire.
啊，但是咱只有一个心愿。
We want to do the things that please Him.
啊，咱爱做喜爱投资欢喜的代志。
We want to walk in the way that He has ordained for us.
啊，咱爱行得主一定咱所行的路。
We do not want to be a people who say, "Lord, Lord,
咱唔爱啊，做一款嘅人讲主啊主啊
，and yet do not do His will。
啊，但是无照着伊嘅旨意来行。
So we look for the mercy of God。
啊，所以咱仰望神嘅怜悯。
By His grace。
啊，照着伊嘅恩典。
We want to do all the things that He wants us to do。
啊，咱爱做伊所爱咱做嘅遐代志。
And be what He wants us to be。
啊，所以爱咱所做嘅人。
This is our humble wish before Him.
啊，这是咱谦卑的愿望。
May the Lord help us.
啊，但愿主帮助咱。
Shall we pray?
啊，咱稍后来祈祷。
我们的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Amen。
因为你的话是何等的明亮。
Amen。
当你的话被揭开的时候。我们这辈愚昧的人就要得到智慧。
Amen。
所以我们的主，我们仰望你自己的圣灵，揭开你的话语。
Amen。
好叫我们真实里面有所看见。
Amen。
好叫我们的脚步能走在你的路上。
Amen。
主啊，叫我们能讨你的喜悦。
Amen。
叫我们能被装配整齐。
Amen。
能等候你自己回来。
Amen。
听我们的祷告。
Amen。
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen。